I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 636, The Hopes and Fears of All the Years Meet Here. Brian Zahn is a pastor in St. Joseph, Missouri. I've met him, sat under his teaching, and I've heard him preach at Friends University. Now, you may not like or agree with everything that BZ says or writes, BZ as he likes to call himself, but you can't deny, not for a second, that he really loves Jesus passionately. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors, ourselves. And Brian Zahn tries to do just that. He's written many provocative books, and I'm always challenged and encouraged when I read him. Today, I want to share a BZ Advent Devo and introduce his work to you. So these are the words of Brian Zahn, following the scripture. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth from me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. He shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord our God, and they will abide undisturbed. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. This one shall be our peace. Micah 5:2-5. Brian Zahn writes, the prophet Micah was a contemporary of Isaiah of Jerusalem, prophesying 700 years before Christ. Micah is best known as the one who prophesied the birth of Messiah in Bethlehem. Of course, Bethlehem was the birthplace of King David, so it makes sense that the messianic son of David would also be born there. Nevertheless, Bethlehem was only a small and seemingly insignificant village. But this is in keeping with the ways of God. The work of God often emerges from quiet obscurity. Before the village was known as Bethlehem, House of Bread, it was identified as Ephrathah, Ash Heap. It was here that Rachel, Jacob's beloved wife, died in childbirth and was buried. To this day, the tomb of Rachel is located right outside the entrance to Bethlehem. Do we see a hint of the gospel in this? The ash heap of sorrow and loss can become the place where the bread of life is born. Micah prophesies that the one whose origin is from Ancient of Days, destined to rule Israel, will be born in Bethlehem, a village known as, quote, the little one of the clans of Judah, end quote. Like his father David, the Messiah born in Bethlehem will also be a shepherd, feeding his flock in the strength of Yahweh. And though he heralds from the smallest village in Judah, Micah says he will become great to the ends of the earth. The Bethlehem portion of Micah's poem ends with the prophet saying, and this one shall be our peace. What an amazing prophecy this is. Indeed, the little town of Bethlehem is famous the world over because the Prince of Peace was born there. Yet the prophecy is still unfolding because we are still learning to follow our peaceful shepherd. Brian continues, I've been to Bethlehem more than 20 times. I have Palestinian Christian friends who live there. I love spending time in the ancient Church of the Nativity that venerates the traditional birthplace of Christ. On my writing desk, I have a beautiful cross icon that I obtained at one of Bethlehem's olive wood stores. I found peace and beauty in Bethlehem, but I've also seen separation walls, rubber bullets, and tear gas canisters there. Situated on the fault line of one of the world's most intractable conflicts, Bethlehem lies at the intersection of iconic beauty and painful reality. The Christmas carol about Bethlehem says it just right. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Christ is not born in the beautiful places of our lives, as if we live in the idyllic bubble of a snow globe. Christ is also born in the war-torn places of our lives, littered with rubber bullets and tear gas canisters. Jesus was not born into a fairy tale. Jesus was born into the world as it is. And so during Advent, we hold to Micah's ancient prophecy. He shall be great to the ends of the earth. This one shall be our peace. O King born in Bethlehem, may you come to the broken and war-torn parts of our world. Be our shepherd who leads us into the ways of peace. Amen. Well done, Brian. Now, podcast family, here's the great question. Would you take a moment to take inventory? What hopes and what fears do you have this Christmas? And how do you see those two realities intersect in Bethlehem? Let's pray this prayer from the Christmas Carol. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 637. In the meantime, hopes and fears, we have them both. Christmas comes to increase one and banish the other. It all started in an unlikely town, but it wants to come to your town too. The hopes and fears of all the years meet here.